Amy, I'm so glad that you agreed to be on my podcast. So,
I'm excited to be here.
Yes. So Amy, for those that may not know you, I'm going to talk a little bit about you and all your magic. So I know you refer to yourself as an herbalist, an energy medicine educator, which I love, and a breathwork coach. And, you know, we have similar passions, and I know you describe your mission as, you know, being moved to educate and to teach and empower people who are struggling with their health by showing them how to reconnect with their body's knowing and their, you know, innate intelligence so that they can use Mother Nature as a guide. And I just love how you say that because it's so much needed right now. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, I know we could probably talk so much about this, but we agreed to really focus this conversation on ways for people to connect with Mother Nature and begin to heal on all levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in our conversations we had, I shared the quote on your website that I fell in love with by Dr. Norm Shealy, which is energy medicine is the future of all medicine. And that's so powerful. And I love that you have that there is just to really help root your work and how you help people. And I think it's, you know, I love to start by having you talk about your journey, and maybe you could start with that moment that when your grandmother passed and you were gifted her herbal book and you knew like there's something there.
Yeah, I had been struggling for a while. I was on that merry-go-round of seeing all the different doctors, right? Desperate for diagnoses, bedridden, not being able to have any quality of life. And my gram had passed and I was really close with her. She was my best friend. And we had talked a lot about, you know, a whole bunch of different things when she was alive. And so when my parents were going through her stuff and my dad found this herbalism book, he asked me, do you want it? And at that point, I had reached the point where I was going to fire all the doctors and I was going to guinea pig myself, right? Because I was sick of being everyone else's guinea pig and getting sicker. So I said, yes, I want that. And that's what led me down this rabbit hole of plant medicine. And it wasn't like psychedelics. It wasn't, you know, I'm going to go and smoke marijuana. It was eat your weeds. It was all the plants that I was already growing on the property had medicinal benefits that I could harness. And so anytime anyone is telling me that they're struggling, I'll say like, go outside. I guarantee Mother Nature is planted what you need, what issue you're experiencing right now. And so it's not allopathic medicine like Western medicine where, you know, we use a pill for an ill. That's not what it is. It's that the body recognizes the intelligence of Mother Nature, but our minds and our society, we don't recognize that. But the body does. The body doesn't recognize pharmaceuticals. So when we can connect back to the intelligence that exists there, it helps us connect back to the intelligence that exists within us.
That is so powerful. And it's so much the way that, you know, the indigenous people from over the millennia, that's how they worked. They worked in such harmony with Mother Earth. And they truly just saw all the medicines that she naturally provided. And I love that we're sort of in this time as a collective of starting to return that way. And, you know, so I'm so glad your light is shining bright in this area.
Thank
Could you.
You
talk a bit about, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say that, you know, in our society, we revere technology. It's a very masculine driven society, right? And everything needs to be proven. It has to be logical. And for thousands of years, humans have used plants for medicine and food. So why would we go away from that, right? So what I teach people is just to go back to basics, that there is magic in basics. There is healing in the basics, right? It's not all about technology.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm glad you said that. And, you know, while I've come to appreciate that technology has served a purpose, and yes, it does carry that structured process, masculine energy, but I feel like it also has kind of become toxic. And so we need to soften that. We need to return to gentler ways of working and creating, especially in this case, ways to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So you talked about plant medicine, and I'd love for you to expand on that, of the different types of ways that people could lean into plants as a form of medicine.
Sure. So for me, you know, I made everything myself because I was like a mad scientist, right? And I was excited by it. And it was something that gave me control back over my situation. But not everybody has to do that. So when I first started doing this, you know, 10, 12, 15 years ago, it wasn't as popular. It wasn't becoming as mainstream as it is now. But I caution people in that anybody can say anything on the internet, right? So I'm always like, go get a book. There are so many well-written books. I mean, I have 100 herbalism books. They all say something different, right? You get something different from each person because everyone has their own perspective. And the plants will actually lead you on the journey if you're open to it. And that's what happened for me. So even though I was making all of my own products, there are a lot of great companies out now that you can utilize. So whatever form works well for you. So there's flower essences, right? Where we take the essence of the plant. Dr. Bach spoke about this. Bach flower essences are the original flower essences, but there are a lot of great companies that are doing that now. And so the plant has all these different attributes, right? So essential oils is just the oils of the plant. But the plant has, you know, Spirogenics talks about all the different properties of the plants. And when we put them all together, it makes the plant medicine more powerful. So the training that I did for herbalism was on Spirogenics. So, you know, it would be the essential oil with the tincture, with the infused oil, like all into one property and making that a potent medicine. And the thing is that the plants can be used in so many different ways, right? So you could just go and forage and eat your weeds. Go get a book. Like, don't just start eating things. Like, be mindful because there are dangerous lookalikes and you want to know where you're foraging from, that it's a clean area. So I forage in my yard because we don't spray pesticides, but we live in a toxic world. So there are chemtrails. You know, my neighbors may use pesticides. So I'm mindful of what I ingest. But I'm very mindful of what I'm actually ingesting and the benefit of it, because anything that I forage actually is more nutrient dense than anything I can plant in my garden, right? So like anything I can grow from seed is great, and hasn't been trucked across the country, right? Like our vegetables and fruit, but it's getting back to basics of like, where does your food come from? Where does your medicine come from? So if you're going to CVS to get an over-the-counter medication, your body doesn't recognize that, and you're in disconnection with your body, but also as the community as a whole with Mother Nature when she has so much to offer. So you can go and you can find a local person who's an herbalist who's making tinctures, right? And you can have a consultation with them. Maybe that's the way you go. You can get an infused oil that's made into a balm. That was something that I started doing. And I just opened my Etsy shop, like doing it 10 years. And now I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to share it with everybody else. I only shared it with friends and families for about 5-6 years. And so now I open an Etsy shop, but you don't have to, you could try whatever works for you, right? Like you don't have to do it yourself. If you want to, that's great. You know, it's a way to commune with the plants. It's a great way to find like that original formulation that's going to work best for you. But there's also a lot of great people out there that are doing things in an ecological, friendly, sustainable way. And so that is my recommendation, is find somebody that you can learn from in your community. That's something that we're missing from. Again, that disconnection from community, disconnection from your elders, disconnection from this knowledge that was always passed down. We don't have that anymore. So I'm trying to start that again, right? Establishing these communities, having these learning events, you know, learn how to make your own fermented food. That's another way to get positive plant material into your body, right? Like you can just make your own cucumbers into pickles. You can make your own cabbage into sauerkraut or kimchi. And, you know, my husband does not eat vegetables, but he'll eat fermented food, right? So it's like finding what works for each person, where I'll eat or drink anything, no matter what it tastes like, because I know it's good for me. But most people won't do that. They're not going to take a tea blend that tastes gross. I will, because I know it's good for me, right? But most people won't do that. They want it to taste well. And so there's a lot of different ways to get it in. You can use essential oils. I do caution people because there is a lot of dilution issues with that you're actually not getting pure products. And so I don't advocate for, you know, there are companies that I use that have organic products. You have a lot of education around it. Again, it's something that you need to know what you're doing, but you could find an aromatherapist and you can learn from them, right? And so it's something that whenever we're buying products, we always want to be mindful of where it came from, who created it, and understand how to read labels. So if you're not creating it yourself, that's always a standard I tell people, like, understand how to read a label. If it says fragrance, that's not going to be good for you. If it's, if it's a salt bath and there's something added to it and it's fragrance, that's chemicals. That's not good. But if you make your own and you go and buy Epsom salts and you add some dried herbs to it that you organically grew yourself or were able to purchase from reputable companies, you could have a great experience just by taking a bath, right? Or you can do a foot bath with it. And so there's a lot of easy ways to implement plants into your life. It's just what feels good to you.
I love that. I made a note of that because that's just, I think, really important place to start is even just someone who could be brand new to, but curious of wanting to integrate plant medicine into their life is reading the labels of things that they're consuming, whether that's an oil or it's a tea, being aware of that. And I'm wondering too, just, someone. They could have a book, they could be inspired by a book. And I think in reality, a lot of people still are heavily reliant, and admittedly me at times, on Google for information. But what is something like, how can you instruct someone to, or guide someone to tap into that innate knowing and learn from Mother Nature?
Get outside. Like the best way is to get outside, step away from the screen and go outside, right? Like whether you take a walk, if you just sit there in the sun, if you listen to the birds, if you experience what is around you, you can witness something that's bigger than you, right? So for me, Mother Nature is what's bigger than me. That's who I connect with. That's who I pull inspiration from, but I also garner wisdom. I see that she leads by example with resiliency. So humans have abused her for thousands of years, yet she still exists. She's still resilient and she will outlive humans. Like we think we're going to kill her. We're not. She survived long before us. She will survive long after us, right? And so you could just go outside and you might be inspired by something that you see or hear. Or the thing is, too, like when you start to take the small steps in a different direction, when you have the courage and the curiosity to do that, something bigger than you will continue to provide you the breadcrumbs on that journey, right? So I got that book from my gram, and then the universe sent me, hey, there's this herbalism training. Hey, there's this herbalism summit. Hey, there's this herbalist that's going to be in your area doing a talk, right? And so I had all these instances of the breadcrumbs coming, and I just kept following the breadcrumbs when it felt good, right? So a lot of times, again, we live only in our mind and we ignore the body. So we're numb from the neck down. But when we can reconnect to the intelligence of the body and ask ourselves and discern, like, what feels good? And right? It's being an awareness of, like, what feels good to me and what doesn't feel good. So when something doesn't feel good or it feels inauthentic, maybe your body contracts. Maybe you get like a pang in your stomach. Maybe you get like a little anxiety or a little, like, I don't really know about this, right? But it can also be that the body's trying to keep you safe because the body's designed to heal, but it's also designed to keep you safe. So it doesn't want you to make these radical changes because that's not safe. It's like, oh my goodness, we're gonna die. Like you're gonna jump off the cliff, but you're just trying to, read some labels and reintroduce something different into your lifestyle. So it's all about the small steps. And when you start taking the small steps, the breadcrumbs will appear and you'll be able to take the next small step. And the path will become more clear as you do it because then you'll meet the person that makes their own soap. You'll meet the person that, has the Etsy shop that sells products in your area. You'll go to the library and they'll be talking about growing your garden. Which 5 plants to start to grow a garden, which 10 plants, things like that. And it sounds really simple. And in theory it is, and we complicate a lot of things that are simple, but it's not always easy because we're kind of stuck in trusting Dr. Google for everything, right? Like, oh, I'm just gonna Google that. How many times do people say that? I'm just going to Google that.
Yes. And, I would add to that when we live in an era where everything is easy. Like things are made to be easy and convenient. I mean, Amazon, for example, of having anything you want at your doorstep and, possibly the same day or, but that's not always what's best. And for many levels. And but when it comes to even what's best for what your body is needing, I find, and I often tell my clients that when there's an inquiry they have and they're seeking guidance and they're looking externally, then go outside. that's like, if you're going to look at externally, be in nature for that external wisdom, because she's going to show you to go back inside and to take that inquiry out. So it could be, you know, going for a walk, and it could just be this, you know, you could be at a crossroads, and it's like, you know, asking for Mother Nature for a sign of which path to go, and then just going on your walk and just allowing her to show you. And then I too just shout from the mountaintops of, once you do that, how much is attracted and magnetized to you to help support you in that. And it truly is those breadcrumbs. It really, really is. What are some, like, oh, please go ahead.
I mean, it's gonna say, like, we struggle in our society to trust something inside of us, because we're taught, like, if you can't see it, it's not real, it doesn't exist. But everyone has the ability to access their intuition. Everybody has the ability to trust that wisdom that Mother Nature provides. But because we're so taught to look outside of ourselves for the answers that somebody else knows better, it feels really strange to ask ourselves, well, what do we think? What feels good to us? So again, it's having that curiosity of, when I'm always asking outside of myself, what does that feel like? So if it doesn't feel good, what would it feel like if I were to ask myself what I would want? Or like you said, Mother Nature, something that is bigger than us, that has a community, a connection, right? Rather than a breaking down, trying to keep everybody competitive, right? The Mother Nature is all about cooperation. And she's all about being resilient, but also she doesn't react, she responds, right? So we think that she does these harsh reactions and storms and droughts and from tornadoes and things of that, you know, where I live, we get a lot of hurricanes, but it is a response of a long time coming of what's been transpiring. It's not an automatic reaction. And so when we can learn to live our lives like that, rather than always reacting to all these triggers, right? Which again, we're human, it's hard to do, but when you can learn how the body's designed and you can work with it rather than against it, it seems a little bit easier. You're not going to struggle as much. And it will be easier then to listen and connect to yourself rather than always looking outside of you, right? So like, I don't tell people to go on social media to look for answers. I don't tell people to go on Google. I don't watch the news, right? Like, I don't do these things. And that's, people think is radical, but it's not. It's what works best for me. And it's how people live for thousands of years, right? And so if we want to live well and healthy, we need to live in connection with our body,
for
rather
sure,
in connection with something that doesn't, you know, doesn't serve us.
Yes. And it also is to expand on how Mother Nature helps us connect with ourselves and to heal. It's also a form of guidance and just support, where sometimes you could just be out there and you don't have to talk. Maybe you talk, but you could just be processing a feeling or a situation that feels unsettled. And she has a way of just providing you the right nurturing or the right grounding to be able to, you know, to move through that feeling or move through that situation and maybe find some light in that darkness or find some, you know, some direction. And so I say that just because healing from Mother Nature can mean many things. The healing can be processing. The healing could be reflecting back to you what's happening inside. And so I think, you know, and it doesn't always have to be ingesting those plants. It could just be being next to them or with them.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times for me, like, I just sit in the garden and I don't have, you know, people, it looks like I'm doing nothing, right? Because we're so taught in our society to always be doing something. We're always told you have to be doing something. That's what's heralded in our society. But when you actually are doing nothing, it's actually doing something. Like, your body needs the rest, right? So when you're sitting and you're not having distractions, like, I don't take my phone outside with me. I don't, you know, if I take my dog on the walk in the woods or the beach, my phone does not come with me. It is something that is left because it is a distraction that I don't need to be taken away from Mother Earth. So it's a practice in that that may feel weird because we're so used to not wanting to be with our thoughts. It's disruptive, right? And we feel like, oh my God, it's awful, because we're taught not to feel our sensations, not to feel our emotions because it's bad, but it's actually not bad. It's what the body was designed to do. But it can feel bad because you're never taught to sit with it. But it passes very quickly. It's, you know, it's 60 to 90 seconds. And so when you sit outside and you feel less alone because you're surrounded by the birds, you're surrounded by the plants, you're surrounded by everything that you can see, and you can use all of your senses, right? You can smell, you can feel, you can touch, all these different things. It allows you to be more present in the physical body. And that's all that we really have is the now, right? So rather than living in the past all the time and feeling anxious and depressed, or living in the future and again feeling anxious and I don't know what's going to happen and trying to control all these things, when you can stop and you can come back to your breath, right? Because we don't do that in our society. We don't take full breaths, in that you can feel like, what do I need to know now, right? You can have a dialogue with whatever you aspire to connect to, Mother Nature, universe, God, Allah, you know, Yahweh, whatever you want to call it. And you can ask, like, what would you have me know today? What would you have me do? What would you have me change? Like, how, you know, and again, it's that curiosity. There's no judgment. There's no shame. There's no, it needs to be this way. There's no should about it, right? It's just curious of what could be, like, the, because there's so much out there that we're not actually open to, aware of, and that's the magic of it.
Yes. And I think for some people, I find that are like, oh, I'm not outdoorsy. I'm not the outdoorsy kind. And I'm like, well, what if you thought of Mother Nature as the great mother or the divine mother? You know, what would you still feel that way? Like, you know, so I think there's, it made me think of that when you're, you know, the different ways or the different names or that we may give the source, but when everyone has a mother and, you know, whether a good or bad relationship, there is that mother. But if you think of just all of the best qualities and the supportive qualities, then you can sort of get that sense. But I know you've touched on several, I know you've touched on several ways for folks to kind of step into this, that maybe to invite them to lean into Mother Nature, to reconnect with their innate bodies and their innate wisdom. I know you said read labels on all the things that you're ingesting when it comes to plants, and to get outside. I mean, that's just so huge, and learn from something so much bigger than you or I or us. And then follow those breadcrumbs. And even when you're in or you're with plants, whether you're in nature or you're ingesting a beautiful cup of tea, is just opening up all your senses and pausing to just take in all of what the plant is offering you in that moment, I think are all really gentle ways for someone to step into that. And I'd like to ask you too, you know, what's something you would offer, or a piece of guidance or a direction or a piece of wisdom you would offer your younger self to connect with the plant medicines earlier in your life?
I think what I would tell myself is, don't be afraid to try something different. Because I was raised in the paradigm, right? Like, you, there's something wrong with you, go to the doctor, they fix you, you take the medication, you get better. But that never worked for me as a child, and it certainly didn't work for me as an adult. And so if you would have told me 10, 15 years ago when I was a medical researcher at a big university, hey, you're gonna go on this path that involves plant medicine and energy medicine, I would tell you that's insane. There's no, you know, it's not real science, it's woo-woo. Because it was different, it was scary, and it's not something that's talked about, right? It's becoming more mainstream, but again, you have to find the path that works for you. And that's part of being present in the body. So how can you do that? How can you find presence in your body? So a lot of it is just having the courage to do something different than what everybody else is doing. You know, for me, it was having the courage to say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to do this other thing. And if it doesn't work out, I've made my peace with that. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one living in this body, not my parents, not my husband, not the doctors, right? And so it took courage for me to say, I've got nothing to lose. So I'm going to do this thing. And if it doesn't work out, I'm okay with that. But it doesn't need to be that extreme, right? It just like it could just be, I ran out of laundry soap. Let me go on the environmental working group site and find one that has less toxic ingredients in it because it's on my clothes, it's on my towels, it's on my sheets, right? Or the same thing, like I need to buy a new mattress. Let me find one that does not have toxic chemicals so I'm not breathing that for 8 hours a night. And so it's this idea of trusting your wisdom, trusting your gut. Even if you can't see it, you can feel it, and tapping into that feeling because it's not bad. It's you're just not used to it. So it feels different. And
Yes.
that's okay.
Yes, that's so important. That is so important and so needed right now to break out of the mainstream and the conditioning and to help us. And, so in that light, if there's someone that is wanting to break away and they're loving and are loving what you're saying, they're hanging on to every word that they're saying, that you're saying, where can they find you? Or what could you offer them to start with?
Yeah, so they could check out the free gift that basically talks about what we talked about today, like the 5 ways that if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling stressed out, like these are 5 simple ways to bring you back to the present moment. These are 5 simple ways to connect you back to the body's intelligence. And it's a lot of the things that we talked about, getting quiet and quieting the external noise and being mindful of what you ingest, being mindful of what you put on your body, going outside, taking deep breaths. Like it sounds really simple. But if you're not actually doing it, it's not going to work, right? So like you can be listening to this and go, that's really simple. I'm not going to do that. Right. Well, it's not going to work then. But if it's really simple and you can do it, then you can see that it will work. Like I will bet money on it that if you do these 5 different things, you are going to feel a difference. And it's going to also allow you to be more curious. It's also going to allow you to have the courage, like, what else could I change in my life? Like
Yep.
where else, could I maybe change something up? And again, in a small way, like I'm not talking about radical changes. Don't go quit your job, get a divorce, move cross country. It's these small changes that add up. And when we celebrate these small wins, it actually, when you look back, so if I were to look back 5 years ago, it's my life is radically different than it was 5 years ago.
And it
I could
was
have never
stepping.
been doing, like I could have never been doing what I do now. And I would have never been to think I could do it. But it was those small steps. And again, like sometimes you have steps backwards. Like that's just part of the journey because healing is not linear. And I say a lot of the time it's an unlearning. It's a process of unlearning. And it's a process of, being open to something different.
Yes, so true. So true. Amy, where can people find you?
They can grab the free gift or they can go to mindbodyspiritbreath.com.
So good. I love this. I have to have you come back because there, I feel like we only touch the surface of so many things. But for now, I thank you.
Thank you.